This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
Insane, a new poll out up on Infowars.com. 1 in 10 Americans wants war with Russia over downed airliner. They must think it'll be like Iraq or some other country that doesn't have any high-tech weapons. Islamic State, ISIS, now calls itself IS the last few weeks, now got a hold of a large-scale cache of U.S. heavy arms, like large artillery, so they can shell and bomb and destroy major cities. But don't worry, your baby's diaper will be checked when you're flying, but ISIS will be armed by the globalist. Also, the MH17 cover-up. Paul Watson did an in-depth interview with Michael Savage yesterday. That interview is up on Infowars.com. Very informative. Guilt by insinuation, how America propaganda works. I want to get into that. I wouldn't call it American propaganda, though. I'd call it globalist propaganda. The same propaganda the globalists used to capture this country. And some good news. You know, I was harping on this a few weeks ago when Obama was in Austin, Texas. City refuses to pay for Obama visit. It would cost the town in Washington State $35,000. And they said, listen, let him do it. We're going bankrupt. He's opened the borders. The cities are collapsing. Hey, why didn't he go to Detroit and have them pay hundreds of thousands a day like it was in Austin? Millions of dollars total of all his visits combined. But that's not even the true cost. The true cost is shutting down large parts of cities for hours instead of flying around in a helicopter. It's just disgusting. And it's not like he's meeting with the Russian president or the British prime minister or something at some state dinner. So it's for pomp and circumstance, or it's a national convention. No, it's just grand entry everywhere he goes. Yeah, they're saying 100,000 per day in Austin. It was way more than that. So that's some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing, we're going to get into the situation. Day 16 of the bombardment of Gaza. It's upwards of 600 Palestinians dead, more than 40 Israelis dead. And it goes on to report that Lufthansa, Delta, U.S. Airways extend flight bans to Israel. Jihadi cleric calls for Muslim fighters to join fight in Gaza. Now, don't expect that. They're being funded by the globalists to attack other areas like Iraq. Okay, not Israel. IDF troops told to prepare for next stage of op. So that's some of the news that's coming up on that front. Up on DrudgeReport.com, there's the headline, Magazine, Putin is Russia's bare-chested Reagan. Meanwhile, Michael Moore says on CNN, you're a racist if you own a gun. You're a racist white person that doesn't like black people. That's his talking point. He owns 9 homes, one of them worth more than $15 million, has 6 bodyguards full-time. I've seen them armed. They've been arrested armed in illegal areas, and he himself owns arsenals of weapons and owns defense contractor stocks. And again, nothing wrong with owning 9 homes, except you say it's wrong for anybody else to. The truth is, again, there are more billionaire liberals than there are billionaire conservatives, but most of them got their money off government contracts and insider deals. They want to pull the ladder up, like they've gotten the hot air balloon. They've got the wealth. They want to pull the ladder up so nobody else can scurry up it. And that's why they work overtime to destroy the middle class, because any economist will tell you, you get rid of the middle class, you have a permanent giant underclass, a tiny elite, and then the people never recover. Never recover. I'll say that again. Never recover except at the end of the Dark Ages. The plague knocked out about 40% of the population, including the elite. So we did see a renaissance out of that.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Already 7-plus months into 2014. Hard to believe. And we're live on this Wednesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. We have the head of global research joining us for 30 minutes, Professor Michael Chosadowski, to break down the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening in Ukraine, but also Gaza. We're going to be, again, taking calls in the first hour, in the first part of the second hour, and the third hour today on the entire waterfront. Gun buyers scooping up AK-47 rifles after new sanctions ban their importation. ISIS tells shopkeepers mannequins must wear veils. Chinese city sealed off after bubonic plague death. We've got a whole bunch of bubonic plague cases in the United States, and it barely even makes the news, because that's politically incorrect to talk about what's coming over the border. Gotta love how the White House has a big giant fence up around it. Gotta love how gotta show your ID to buy a six-pack of beer, but not to vote in this country. Gotta love how the TSA wants to grope your wife's breasts and genitals and grab your rear end and inspect your baby's diaper. But the border is wide open. Big scandal up on the Washington-Canada border yesterday when a border agent of some type, the news reported, put a gun to some Boy Scouts' heads for taking photos. But the Border Patrol runs under orders when they're shot at by Mexican military and others. So we have a government that goes around picking on the little guys and people that they know aren't criminals, because it's not scary to pull over a housewife and write her a half a dozen tickets or an asset forfeiture seizure some insurance agent's car because they had $3,000 in their purse and while you took the money and had it tested and found drugs on one of the bills, knowing full well that out of 10 or 15 bills, most of them will have drugs on them. This is the supposed land of the free, home of the brave. Meanwhile, we do have the former head of the Border Patrol Union, the deputy current head of the Border Patrol Union, the former deputy head of the Border Patrol itself, and countless other senior agents who follow a constitutional duty. In the last 6 to 7 years, they've been directed to run checkpoints deep inside the United States that are unconstitutional. I've gotten a lot of heat for it, including from this talk show host. But they are under attack, being ordered to stand down the last 4 months on record to permanently break the border and the national sovereignty of this country. And over 100 million green cards are in the new Senate bill that their bipartisan system is trying to pass that would bring in the populations of three major Latin American countries, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. This is an epic-level globalist plan to crush the United States. How could the United States fall? Bring in 100 million, not 30 million, but 100 million in the next 4 or 5 years. 30 million a year, ladies and gentlemen, or more, 25 to 40 million, depending on how you look at the numbers. Pouring in, fully collapsing everything, and the controlled media will say, no one knew how it happened, even if Obama gets in trouble. He'll just give himself a pardon in 2 years. And the Republican leadership is still playing dumb, other than Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Ron Paul, Louie Gohmert, Walter Jones. There's a few others. Sarah Palin, to her credit, says this is deliberate. And none of these people are perfect. I'm not perfect, but this is make it or break it time. Gaza, Israel goes in there every 2 years. It's a tragedy. It's tribal warfare. Take a side at your peril. The Russia situation is a super aggressive Western move to destabilize the entire region, and I would be for it if it was the Soviet Union we were fighting, bringing freedom to Ukraine and other areas, liberating Eastern Germany, liberating Poland. That is not what's happening. George Soros admits he's behind it with the State Department. Just type in, George Soros says he's behind Ukraine. He told the New York Times that. He bragged last month. And they're trying to bring Heather Has Two Mommies, Daddy's Boyfriend, turn in your guns, men are bad, socialism is good, forced inoculation is good, be looted by the IMF and World Bank and be debt slaves. It's the globalists that are the big infection. They are what is racing through the body politic. And Ukraine is the big enchilada. But the next shoe to drop is the Pacific pivot, the Asian pivot, with China saying they may invade and take islands, not just of Japan, that are disputed off the coast of Hong Kong and Taiwan. There's a whole bunch of them that they're disputing, but major islands that the Japanese took from them during World War II or in the lead-up to World War II that are now part of the Philippines. And they've said a few months ago they will nuke anyone that gets in the way of when they decide to take those islands. And, folks, China has already been taking land from Vietnam and has already had military skirmishes with them. So you need to understand, this is serious. And our politicians are busy trying to militarize every law enforcement agency out there into paramilitaries to take on, in order of importance to them, returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives, land rights activists. And then they have a token go after the left. Traditional leftist system is to go after GMO and things, which I actually agree with. I don't agree with burning down their facilities. I agree with burning down their lies in the info war and exposing that I'd be all for GMO if they knew what they were doing or if they weren't engaged in piggybacking or Trojan horsing traits into the food that reduce fertility and increase cancer on record. By the way, they still have mainstream news articles in the last few weeks saying Alex Jones is nuts, tinfoil hat. He believes the NSA is spying on everything. It's on record that everything is scooped up illegally and dumped into giant vats. Major corporations get it and share it. The governments get it and share it. And it makes our country unsafe, not safe, and gives strategic elites access to the data that everyone else doesn't get. So it allows them to corner markets, consolidate markets, knock out their competition, destroying diversity of the marketplace, stagnating society. Do I need to go on here about what we're dealing with? Do I? So we'll open the phones up for this question. What do you think the most important issue is? The monetary crisis that has been designed to implode world currencies and bring in world government? Is the collapse itself the big story, or how they engineered it? Or do those just go together? Is it the buildup by Western governments for nuclear war and preparations for it and news articles saying nuclear war is survivable and selling it like it might be the new fun adventure park to visit? Is it nuclear war? Is it the Crimea? Is it Israel? Is it ISIS being turned loose and IS, as they call themselves, from Africa to Central Asia to destabilize the world? Is it the wide open border and the collapse of the United States? Currently, in our face, the shoe that's dropped, the balloon that's gone up, the train that left the station, I would say is the open border, because this has now been triggered. It's not hundreds of thousands a month, folks. It's 300,000-400,000 a month is my estimates and my Border Patrol estimates and my ICE estimates. It's around 100,000 kids a month, but we're talking another 100,000-200,000 adults. At one Border Patrol station 4 months ago before they were ordered to stand down in Texas, they were grabbing upwards of 50,000 a month. That was in the news. 300,000-something in the year before. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? And there's at least 100,000 illegal immigrant gang members now in the state of Texas alone, according to the DPS intelligence, which I concur with those numbers. So, listen, all I know is some cop pulls me over, runs my license, and wants to search my vehicle. I'm going to give him a dressing down. I'm going to say, listen, I know you've been told to do this, but you need to be out there worried about our collapsing border. You know I don't have any record, and do I look like I'm on drugs? Leave me alone and stop trying to violate my Fourth Amendment. What's your problem, buddy? My problem is our country's burning down and the TSA is checking people's diapers. I don't care if it's an 80-year-old man with a colostomy bag who's having colon surgery I don't care if it's a one-year-old baby. I'm fed up and I'm done. This is the end of the country. That brought it into perspective. I was thinking, what is the big crisis? It's the border. It's the front and center border. It's the front and center issue. We're going to open the phones up and see what you think coming up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, the humiliation. Secretary of State John Kerry had to go through a metal detector screening before meeting with Egyptian president. They didn't trust him. Well, I know why the Egyptian president didn't trust him, who's backed by the military junta. It's because Kerry double-crossed them 4 years ago and basically had the 31-year U.S. ally and stabilizer in the region, Hosni Mubarak overthrown. They put the Muslim Brotherhood in, who then brought Al-Qaeda in, and they began blowing up military bases and shooting down helicopters and crucifying Christians at the presidential mansion. This was on the foreign news. Christians upside down burning. 100 plus churches blown up in one day until 20 million Christians and Muslims hit the streets, many times bigger than the Muslim Brotherhood had done a year before, and they overthrew the Islamic State government and put the military in. And so now they won't be in a room with Kerry. And I understand why. Just like they overthrew Libya and put Al-Qaeda in. Just like they're trying to overthrow Syria to put Al-Qaeda in. Just like they tried to overthrow Iraq to put Al-Qaeda in. And they've now basically done it within the new Islamic State area that we predicted would be part of Syria, part of Iraq. That was always the plan, to break the country up. And again, I bring that up because our government won't bomb ISIS when they're on big convoys that can be taken out. Of course they would never bomb them and said, well, it's Maliki's fault as prime minister. He hasn't been nice enough to the jihadis. And then some of the neocons go, well, we're just having all the Arabs kill each other. Like that's some type of moral policy. Yeah, even if you wanted the Arabs to all kill themselves, neocons and neo-libs, we know what it's really about. It's about creating a new super-Islamic threat that can menace the West to keep the defense contractors in high cotton while we go bankrupt, but more importantly, menace the United States so that we can have our liberties taken in the name of being safe. We're being held hostage. The globalists are holding the gun, and the gun is ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda, Wahhabiist, Saudi Arabian scum. And I'm not saying Saudi Arabians are scum. I'm saying ISIS, Al-Qaeda are scum. And you've seen their activities. You've seen their behavior. If that's not scum, I don't know what is. Remember how Secretary of Defense Panetta and others, even in briefings with officers, make them remove their sidearms and have security thrown out of the room and won't give speeches to even uncommissioned officers in Iraq and Afghanistan because they're scared of them, because they know that the military, by and large, knows who the enemy is. And I think it's actually legitimate that the political elite will not get around our soldiers' arm now. You know, Saddam Hussein would walk around with 10,000 troops around him and the general public with AK-47s in the air. Not saying he's a good guy, just pointing out that Iraqis had more of a Second Amendment than we do under Saddam Hussein, an older CIA asset who was then flushed down the toilet after being set up, just so everybody knows. We then see the new system coming into view where the only people that are allowed to be armed is Al-Qaeda with heat-seeking missiles and artillery, which they now got from U.S. military bases and weapons caches that were just left there and that they were allowed to capture. ISIS was allowed to overrun Iraqi military bases built and maintained by the U.S. and contractors. They were ordered to stand down and give them the weapons, and the story is up on Infowars.com. I want to go to break and come back in the next segment and get your take on all this. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you hear how good the callers are when I say first-time caller. We're doing first-time callers in this hour, free-for-all in the next hour. To quote Ted Nugent, it's a free-for-all, 800-259-9231. I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all. I got me a radio network. It's a free-for-all. Promoting freedom, unapologetically, thumbing our face in the tyrant's face, thumbing our nose right there, letting them know we're aware of their scam, calling the fraud, blowing the whole fake paradigm to hell. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. Turkish Prime Minister says he and Obama no longer talk. Price of beef and bacon reach all-time high. Former deputy head of the Border Patrol goes public. It's on Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, link to it. It's in the immigration section on his site. It scrolled off last night. I want it reposted to the front page. He says government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. The truth. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand?
Oh, my little girl. Back live, ladies and gentlemen, with Depeche Mode bringing us in. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes after I play some of these clips where Nancy Pelosi, if you know what you're listening to, promotes Ford Foundation liberation theology, calling the illegals pouring across little baby Jesus. I thought she was Ricky Bobby for a minute from Talladega Nights. And then continuing from Adan Salazar's article, former border agent, government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. And that's what this is. We're going to play part of that interview that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com here in a moment. First off, you've heard the rave reviews from listeners about the different products. We've only got 5 of them out in the last year plus, because we take our time rolling these out. Two new products come out next week and the week after. But Survival Shield X2 is a quantum leap from the quantum leap in iodine supplements that the first Survival Shield, that's weaker and is seaweed-based, it's a quantum leap from that. It's still excellent. It's great for kids because it's not as strong, very palatable, in an organic palm oil base. All the others, and I mean, we've had major companies try to call up, household names, to try to buy us out of this because the contracts we have. It's happened three times now because they've tested it, they've gotten it, they've seen it, and we've got contracts. It's patented with the company we use. It's ours. Look, I just dripped some on this video list page I've got here, and it just turned electric purple. If we can document cam that for the TV viewers. So I was about to put some in water and drink it. Electric purple. All other iodine turns red or black. And this is red color. But look up pure iodine. It's purple, folks. This is the purest iodine there is. X2. Purest. 99.999, ladies and gentlemen. Survival Shield X2. And again, I took the original Mason iodine and had a detoxing effect in a month. So consult with your physician before you take any of this. And I would start with the original Survival Shield that's been out about a year. I would start with that first. 7 to 12,000 feet, tens of millions of years old, totally pure. I would personally start, check with your physician, with the regular Survival Shield first. And every person's different. And then move on to the Survival Shield X2. I already took some this morning. I'm taking my second dose now. See, it's red. Turns yellow in the water, turns purple on paper. Electric purple. Take my Super Male Vitality and then put in the secret sauce that isn't out yet. Everybody's wondering about what it is. It may be months till this is out. Look at that right there. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Ah, no food coloring in that, ladies and gentlemen. That is natural. We'll tell you what that is coming up. What the secret sauce is. Can I have a napkin? I'm spilling this all over me. Oh, that matters. I just put it in my hair. It's a new also hair care product. The point is this is also funding our operation. And you've heard the rave reviews out there from all of the listeners about what the super male, the super female vitality has been doing, what the lung cleanse has been doing, what the fluoride shield has been doing. We have fluoride shield chelator that cuts out not just fluoride, but a bunch of other stuff. 25% off right now when you get the original Survival Shield with it. They're both 25% off right now. The biggest discount ever on the InfoWars Life products. So again, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Now, in closing, we're going to end the special in about 6-7 days, the July special, where you get a month for $5.95, and 11 people can use the same username and passcode. Everyone will be able to continue to use the same username and passcode. It's just that we're not going to offer the 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. You can sign up for a year and get over 5 months free off the regular price and see the nightly news, my films, and so much more, and literally fund the very tip of the spear in the information war. So that's Infowars.com/show to find the free video feeds to the daytime show, but to see the nightly news, my films, all the other great documentaries, live events, and so much more, PrisonPlanet.tv. And also in the month of July, all of the Made in America, Made in 1776 golf shirts that I'm wearing right now, and Molon Labe belt buckles, and all the rest of the great Made in America products, they are massively off, as much as 40% off on some of the items. The lowest discount is 25% off right now at madein1776.com, or you can find it all, the 1776 ball caps, the Come and Take It shirts, the Molon Labe, the Join or Die shirts. I think that's the best-looking shirt there for T-shirts is the Join or Die. The most popular is what I designed, the Molon Labe It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or Made in 1776.com. And again, it is your purchases that make this entire independent operation promoting the survival of this country possible. So I want to salute and thank all of you that have supported us by purchasing fine products or by just spreading the word about the show. That's the most important thing you can do, and support our local AM and FM affiliates. Become a local sponsor on local stations or buy products from those local sponsors and let them know why you're visiting their carpet place or their tile place or their restaurant or their car dealership. Or why you're visiting their hotel, because they're sponsoring this show or the stations that carry this broadcast. That is so incredibly essential to step up now. In fact, people have been doing it. That's why we're going from being weekend show to nighttime show to almost every station that carries us at all ends up carrying us primetime live, because they get ratings and they get money. Because you are taking action, so I want to salute all of you out there. Keep it up, and tell people every day how they can tune in. That is the most important thing you can do. Word of mouth. And word of mouth is not just spreading about this broadcast, but about the Border Patrol that's telling the truth, and about all the good people inside the government that are blowing the whistle. You know, when the former head of the Border Patrol blew the whistle and said they've ordered the borders totally open 4 months ago, no one covered it but DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, Breitbart.com, and WorldNetDaily.com. And Drudge links to us, I mean, carries our stories. Those other sites really don't. But I don't care, because it isn't about InfoWars.com. It's about surviving and hanging together, or hanging separately, as Benjamin Franklin said. This is for real. They are going to vote to take the guns. They're training the paramilitary police for it. They are changing the culture into tyranny. The globalists are moving on every front. Okay? So, we admit how much trouble we're in, or we lose everything. I'm going to say that again. We admit how much trouble we're in, and forget our little differences and come together under basic sovereignty, basic private property, basic right to self-defense, basic state sovereignty, basic family sovereignty, basic church sovereignty. It's illegal to have the feds paying money to clergy response teams and turning them into federal mouthpieces. It's going on everywhere. It's illegal to have the NSA spying on everybody without warrants, but they're doing it. This is the collapse of checks and balances. So I want to play a couple clips here. First is this amazing interview up on InfoWars.com. Former border agent, government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. In other words, the government is assisting in the downfall of America. Close quote. By leaving strategic areas along the southwest U.S. border unprotected, and by using children as the face of the illegal immigrant surge, so it's not just kids, to elicit public sympathy, the federal government is engaging in a sophisticated military tactic known as asymmetrical warfare against the American people, a former U.S. Border Patrol agent is warning. Yeah, he's the former deputy head. That's right, he's the current head of the former Border Patrol agents union. Zach Taylor. And I want to get him on the show, by the way. I want to get all those guys on. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. And folks, this isn't rhetoric, okay? This is what's going on. I've studied asymmetrical warfare. I've studied propaganda. You understand that? And I use the truth because it's the ultimate weapon against it. But the only thing I disagree with what Zach Taylor said is he's 95% there. It isn't a federal government. There have been cases, you can look them up, saw a documentary about it years ago, and I think it was History Channel. Everybody's heard about this, where in the old days in the 70s with all the hijackings that were real, the hijackers would get into the captain's uniform because it was psychological, it projected authority. And the commander-in-chief has the helicopters and the White House and all of it. It's not the president, folks. And the people in government doing this are usurpers, just like collaborating French that work with the Nazis. It was French that ran the government, folks, for the Nazis. They weren't French anymore. They were collaborators. Those aren't words. That's not rhetoric. That's what it is. So when he says the federal government's engaged in asymmetrical warfare, no, the criminal bureaucracy, the Ford Foundation, that openly promotes open borders, globalism, all these generals promoting open borders, North American Union, they are the ones killing the country. They are not congressmen and senators and the president. If the president ordered us to stand down if the Russians launched nuclear weapons, would he be the president? No, he'd be an enemy officer. This isn't rhetoric, folks. This is what we have. And that's the last domino to fall with the military and the police who get it because they're inside and see it happening, is that it's not the federal government. That's why last year I called for it, Drudge linked to it. A bunch of top law professors read it and agreed with me. My new Declaration of Independence, which I'm going to rewrite soon and call the Declaration of Emergency Survival. The Declaration of SOS. I said, we don't. The Declaration of Independence says that it's our right and our duty to reform or abolish a government that's destructive of our basic liberty and freedom. Go read the Declaration of Independence. I'm paraphrasing it. So I said, listen, let's admit it's an occupied government, have the states pull out of it, declaring it illegitimate. Those that sign basically loyalty oaths, follow the Bill of Rights Constitution, and make immediate changes to secure the borders, to secure the debt, to secure the sovereignty, to stabilize the nation instead of cruising it towards destruction, Cloward and Piven, have emergency elections, have the legislatures again reappoint, vote themselves for U.S. senators, so there's balance between the states and the feds, and reconstitute the republic. And libertarians and people and anarchy capitalists go to, let's just get rid of it all. I guarantee you they're set up for that. The globalists plan to collapse the country later and bring in a North American Union and do what I just said, but with their people and totally take over. We need to bring the republic back because I'm telling you the collapse is going to be used to bring in the New World Order. I've studied what they do in other countries. So I'm trying to restore the republic, save America. I'm a restorationist, folks, not a revolutionary. I'm a revolutionary in media, a revolutionary in fighting tyrants that seize the government. But if you technically get down to it, and what did the weathermen call conservatives and libertarians? It's come out in federal court. They call us counter-revolutionaries. It's come out that the Justice Department in their little commie meetings where they endorse Mao and stuff call us the counter-revolution. You know why? Because we are, folks. We're the Americans in a desperate bid to save the country. That's why we're listed as public enemy number one by these criminals. And the public is so dumbed down, if they buy it, we lose everything. You're living in the beginning of a Red Dawn scenario. Literally. What happens in Red Dawn? They collapse Latin America into the United States. What's in Rex 84? It gets blamed on Reagan. That was just brought up by the Pentagon when Reagan was in there. This isn't a game, people. This is it. This is the beginning of it. Let's go to the clip with the head of the Border Patrol Retirees Union and the former deputy head of the Border Patrol itself. Here it is.
The whole idea of asymmetrical warfare is to defeat your enemy from within. It is not to attack him from without. Of course, the threat comes from without, but they have to be inside of the United States to effect a successful warfare strategy. If asymmetrical warfare is going to be successful, the first thing that has to be done is to compromise America's defenses against invasion. Because they have to have their personnel inside the United States to affect the infrastructure. Our hospitals, our schools, our electric grid, our power supplies, our water supply. Basically, what we call infrastructure. All of those things create our infrastructure. But they have to affect the degeneration from inside the United States. The markers that we're seeing that indicate this is asymmetrical warfare is because the reaction that the United States is taking is they're taking the opportunity of inviting these illegal aliens to come here. They're concentrating them in one place in the United States, the Rio Grande Valley, and they're drawing the resources that are protecting the rest of the United States border to care for the illegal alien children, to help with the overflow of the minors, to transport, to take care of the needs of these people while they're in Homeland Security custody. All this takes the resources that are protecting America at the border off of the border. So now the borders are wide open. This gives the people that are trying to get their infrastructure, their personnel, their drugs, their dirty bombs, their biological weapons, their chemical weapons into the United States without being noticed. Because this part of the border is open. It is not being patrolled. It is a perfect military strategy. It doesn't raise any eyebrows because we're focused on the children. But we need to focus on our children. Because this is asymmetrical warfare. Everything says it is. And the way the United States government is responding to it is concealing that fact from the American people.
That's right.
In other words, they're assisting in the downfall of America. And you need to understand that.
I think I'm going to play that each hour today. I think everybody should call their friends and family and tune in to hear this. And I want him on. You understand? I've studied warfare, folks. This is asymmetrical warfare directed by the District of Columbia.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome! BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm gone.
Raza get amnesty to push Americans against illegal immigration and punish those? We're going to play that clip coming up that don't vote for it by voting them out. Get the illegals to vote. And that's asymmetrical political warfare by Washington, seized by globalists, who has outside groups to come in and use the political free society to overthrow it. It's a very simple asymmetrical warfare equation. Turn the guns in for the children. Have war with Russia for the children. Put Al-Qaeda in charge for the children. Doesn't matter how crazy it is, it's for the children. We're going to go to your phone calls now right through into the next hour. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Fred, David, Tom, David, Michael, and others, we're going right to you. But first I wanted to play this clip. Nancy Pelosi yesterday said border children should be treated like refugee baby Jesus. Here's the difference. Herod was ordering all the firstborn to be killed. A repeat of what had been done. Guess nowadays they just tell the mothers it's cool they go out and kill their kids, their firstborn with abortion. The more things change, the more they stay the same. So Christ had run back to their homeland and then run, I guess, out of there. I mean, constantly people were running. And you can go back to the time of Moses. He was, firstborn was ordered killed. But see, this is liberation theology taught by the Ford Foundation, where they teach that white people are the devil and that everyone else is Christ-like and that Jesus was a communist and that's why we should have open borders and all be homeless because Christ was homeless and stuff like that. It's socialist communist religion. Let's go to that clip.
I always reference the National Catholic Conference of Bishops statement in which they said baby Jesus was a refugee from violence. Let us not turn away from these children and send them back into a burning building. That's the bishops. And that's, so we have to do this in a way that honors our values, but also protects our border and does so in a way that the American people understand more clearly.
And that's the enemy on MSNBC, White House, globalist command base media. And to be technical, they had fled to Egypt because Herod was going to kill all the firstborn. They were coming back to Israel and back to Bethlehem to register for the census. So I guess that's the story. I'm going from memory. The point is that this is liberation theology to say that these little children are little baby Jesus, 15-year-old gangbangers, and the rest of it. Can I send refugees to Guatemala? No, they throw them in the street. The point is they use our openness as a joke. Let's get to one call this hour. I've got everybody else in the next. Fred in Nevada, what do you think the most important big story is right now?
I think the entire story is important in that the narrative to explain why they want to destabilize and collapse our country, the globalist, in the way that you've explained it. But if there was a way to make it understandable to everyone in a short narrative, because when I try to explain it, the logical... You know, most people, they can't understand, well, why would they do this? What would be their reason behind it? They don't understand it. Even the gun argument. Well, the simplest argument is the strictest gun laws are in Mexico. But in Mexico, God forbid you have a spent bullet shell, you're never seen again. You go to jail forever. So obviously the gun laws don't seem to work too well in Mexico. But people need to understand what their intent is and what they're trying to do, because it's so compartmentalized, it sounds crazy when you say, when you bring up one little area and another, they can't comprehend that anyone...
But again, the globalists are in central control, so they're able to destabilize things and get more power out of the collapse. It's actually simple, though, but I understand what you're saying. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us. Mike?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at CloudHashing.com. CloudHashing.com is one of the fastest fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com, and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN.